Dialect of Thursley in Surrey. Mr. Baker, a native aged 65, a farmer, recorded by Michael Barry in September 1959.
You don't see any horses, not just in our district today. Of course, there's a good many more hours because of the horses had to be fed and before they started work, and they had to be fed again afterwards. You know. Today, of course, you just bring the tractor in, put it in the shed, and that's where it stays, ready for the next morning, providing everything's all right.
Yeah.
The milking the same. Well, the milking was done by hand, and there were more men about to do it. Used to milk by hand, and there were always two or three to do it. Today, of course, you've got a machine. You've got to have the men there to run the machine, so... But you'd never get it done by hand today. That's the only trouble. And, of course, with the harvesting, hay and the harvesting, that was quite different because it was done, lots of it was done by hand in my very younger days. But then mowing machines come along, and that saved a lot of hard work with the mowers and the binders. And, of course, you get over it much quicker, and lots of the machines really did better than hand. And then again, the labor question, you've got plenty of labor to help get the harvest and haying in. Today you have to do it with about a quarter of the labor, if you can get them then to get it done. Therefore, well, you get it, and if the weather's all right, you get along all right, and if the weather isn't, well, you just have to take it as it comes. And I know when we were harvesting years ago, we used to have three wagons on the go. Well, one wagon always stayed in the field. There was another one going in between, another one in the barn or the rick, unloading. And there were plenty of hands. There were somewhere about, let's say, two, three, about six or seven, seven or eight men. Today you have to manage about two or three, just so you can, on these little farms. Of course, when you get on bigger farms, well, they've got more labor to put into it. But the little ones, little men haven't, unless they borrow from somebody else. And lots of the work that was done with horses, well, it took ever so much longer. But I do think sometimes the horse work was best. It was much... You seem to be able to do it better, make a better job of some of it anyway. Although the tractors today do save a lot of hard work for the horses and a lot of hard work for the men. You sit up and ride today, whereas we used to have to walk years ago and gone by. My time, well, you say till 20 years ago when I first had one of the skeps, the box eyes, as we call them. Before that, they were always kept in the old straw skeps, which were made by a man in the village. Used to make them. I've got one or two now that has never been used, the little ones, quite neat.
Yeah.
With the straw, laced and bound with the rind of a young bramble that was sewn with and put together. And of course, in those days, we didn't save the bees when we wanted to take the honey in the autumn. We dug a hole and in the daytime, someone straight down in, and then at night, after the bees had all gone in, you'd take them, put a brimstone match down in the hole, light, and put the hive over and kill the bees and take your honey. Well, today we take it off without. Of course, with these today, some can get on very well with them. I don't do badly, but they do get a bit spiteful sometimes. This year I had a little bit of trouble with mine, when I went to take the sections off, they thought I was going to rob their honey, so of course they took to me. But anyway, I had my way in the end. I got the honey off all right, but they were certainly a little bit spiteful. I got a few stings in so doing.